It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
All right, honey, it is tea time. Kicking things off with SNL over the weekend. RuPaul played host.
For anyone who's not familiar with my show, first of all, how dare you? And second of all, let me break it down for you in terms you can understand, okay? So our girls gag us with their eleganza, death drop for the children, and slay the house down boots. Make sense?
What?
Yes, RuPaul's Drag Race. I've never watched it, the Drag Race, but
it's got like six
it's
or
really
seven
great.
Seasons. Apparently, yeah. It's quite popular.
Killing it. Also, the Biebs killed it. He was the musical guest performing that yummy.
Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, baby. Any night, any day, say the word on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, baby. In the morning or late.
Aw, love the Biebs. So that was pretty cool. Moving on to the 92nd Annual Academy Awards. It went down last night in Hollywood. No host once again this year. They like to do that to keep the show moving. Steve Martin, Chris Rock, killing it up on stage.
So many stars. Oh my God, there's Brad Pitt. It's like looking in a mirror.
Speaking of Brad Pitt, he took home his first Oscar, which I was shocked about. I didn't know he's never won an Oscar before, just because he's so amazing. He won for Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Loading up my car and moving out here, and all the wonderful people I've met along the way to stand here now. Once upon a time in Hollywood, ain't that the truth?
Does not get cooler than Brad Pitt. Best animated feature film went to Toy Story 4. Idina Menzel performed with other Elsas from around the world from a song from Frozen 2. Joaquin Phoenix got very emotional when he accepted his award for Best Actor for Joker.
I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and ungrateful. But so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
Aw, very cool. He also spoke about his brother, River Phoenix, passing away. Renee Zellweger, which I thought she has never looked better. She looked so beautiful. She won for Best Actress for her portrayal of Judy Garland in Judy. Our girl, Billie Eilish, performed with her brother, Phineas. They performed yesterday by the Beatles for the In Memoriam segment.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play.
Sounded great, looked beautiful. It was kind of odd that Luke Perry was not included in those that we lost. That was a noticeable one missing. I understand it's hard to get everybody in, but he was a pretty big star, big name that we lost. Eminem made a surprise appearance. He performed Lose Yourself. You know, they had the censor button, like, ready.
Did he swear? What did he do?
Yeah, he did. That was from 8 Mile because that won Best Original Song back in 2003. But that was a performance they kept under wraps. And the big winner of the evening for Best Picture went to Parasite.
And the Oscar goes to Parasite.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen that film. That's one I hadn't seen a lot of these films. But
my buddy Cam saw it, but I guess it's from Korea, and I believe it's all in subtitles. So
yeah, it's a foreign film. My friend saw it.
What did they think?
My friend thought it was good, but like she didn't feel like it was like...
Better than...
Yeah, right. She's like,
Joker,
I mean, it was good, but it didn't want to like, blow my socks off good.
Well, how am I going to be able to watch... If I'm looking at my phone during the movie, how am I going to read the subtitles?
Exactly.
Come on.
And here's something a little crazy. Vince Neil. Okay, so Cameo is this service, and I actually do these, and it's so much fun that... But actual celebrities do them as well. That they record little messages for people. Happy birthday. A little like surprise for somebody, but Vince Neil did one, and it was $400. And I'll just let you listen to what happened.
So for $400, this is what they got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. Hey, I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian mom, Ethan and Blake. So keep on rocking, Shad the Devil, and do some feel good stuff at big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later.
Oh man,
that was $400.
That was $400, and Liv was like, "Who is Vince Neil?"
Hold on. Let her guess.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Vince Neil is? Look at us. Quit looking at your computer.
I'm gonna assume he was in a band.
Okay, that is.
I'm gonna assume he was in either like Guns N' Roses, like Pink Floyd or something, Metallica.
Close, very, very close. You're like on fire, so close.
The Ozzy Osbourne's band.
Okay, no, you're getting colder. You're like an ice cube.
Well, when she said Metallica, Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. Yes. Oh, I was close.
So, apparently.
What, because they both began with M's?
Yeah.
Man, he's looking a little rough there. Sounding
hey, you know
it
what,
too.
Though? Props to him for making $400 for that. Boy, I'd take $4 for a cameo.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
If you're into true crime, Liv the Web Girl's got you covered with Murder Monday. What are you covering today?
So today I'm covering the Burger Chef murders. Four young employees were thought to have just gone missing and run away until they realized that they were murdered.
All right, Murder Monday is coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.